thank the Lord this morning for His love to us and appreciate that song. The source of my song, it said. I'm just going to read some of these words to us again. The source of my song is the Savior. The reason for my singing is the man from Galilee. It does not depend upon circumstances, for Jesus is the source of my song. Life is a song worth singing. Do you believe that this morning? Life is worth singing. Life is a song worth singing. Though it can be a hard melody, but, and this is what I want just as we get into the message this morning on authoring memories, but if we keep our eyes on Jesus, He will turn the pain into perfect harmony. Isn't that a blessing? To know that in our life, there's going to be heartache, there's going to be pain, there's going to be difficulties, but if we will turn to the Lord and keep our eyes on Jesus, He can take the things of the past that are most painful and He can turn it into something beautiful. Authoring memories. It is the 8th of December today. Another year's almost gone. And I wonder, what has your year held? Have you taken some time and just reflected upon what this year has held for you? I've been doing some reflecting. And I think sometimes it's good to take a walk down, we call it memory lane, don't we? And as I walk down, I've been walking down memory lane the last couple of weeks. And I'll have to acknowledge it wasn't all real pleasant. As I've walked down memory lane, I've had some painful memories. I've had some memories that brought almost made the hurt fresh. Have you ever been there? But I've also had good memories. Memories of good things that have happened. Memories of the presence of God and memories of what the Lord has done and those memories that bring those feelings of warmth. You know, memories are powerful things. Memories are powerful. Because memories have the ability to resurrect past feelings of joy. They have power to resurrect past feelings of happiness and warmth. Have you ever been in those situations, you think back about it, and you just had that warm feeling? That security, the comfort of friendship, the presence of God, and it just, you can almost feel that warmth flood back through you. But just as powerful are the memories that the grief almost floods your life again. And you think back at things that hurt, were painful, disappointing. Memories are more than just the mental faculty of recall. Of recalling past events. Remembering what has been. It sounds so scientific when you just give the dictionary definition. But to me, memories are more than just that, the cold hard facts. Memories are about the facts tied with the emotion of events. Emotion that come with people. So memories are not isolated just to the mind. I think memories are tied to the heart. Powerful? Yes. Think about a memory that I'd like to share, and if I'm not mistaken, I shared this quite some time ago. But Corrie Ten Boom, after the World War II, she was in Germany, and she was giving a talk to the Germans about the grace of God. And what God's grace can do for you. And after her presentation was over, the room was crowded. It was just very quiet. You're talking about people that have been through a lot. Abused and abusers. And she was in there in that crowd, and after it was over, she saw a man working his way through the crowd to come up to where she was. And she looked at him, and memories flooded her mind. Memories of being stripped of all their clothes, her and her sister and a lot of other people there in the concentration camp, in this guard being there, abusive, cruel, and she saw him starting to walk towards her. And he was wearing, I believe she said, if I'm not mistaken, a blue hat. He was wearing a brown coat at the time. And she said as he started walking forward, she saw the blue coat. And she saw the cap with the skull and the crossbones on it. And she just froze. And the man walked up to her and put her hand out to her. And she was just standing there. And he said, that was a good talk you gave. He said, I was in the concentration camp. I was in this certain concentration camp. And he said, I have since become a Christian. And he said, I've asked God to forgive me for all of the cruel things that I have done, but I just want to know, would you forgive me too? He didn't know that she had been one of the ladies there. He did not know, and she just froze. And all of a sudden, she remembered, God has forgiven you so much. How can you not forgive? And she says she woodenly put her hand out. And she said, as their hands connected, she said a warmth just flowed through her body, and she broke into tears. And I think they gave each other a hug. She said, brother, she said, you're forgiven. She said, brother, you're forgiven. But I think about the power of the past. The power of memories and what it does. Memories can cause you to freeze. The past can cause you not to be able to go forward with quality of life. There are many people this morning that are bound by things of the past. And they are not functioning properly today. They don't have a lot of quality of life, or they are hindered because of the memories, the power of past memories. I am thankful this morning that, and I'm not here to preach psychology to you, but as that song said, I am thankful that there is a Savior. That when we bring the hurts and the pain and the memories of things that have been done to us, or the memories of things we have done, that we can bring those to the Savior, and He can turn those painful memories around, and He can enable us to go forward with a song. As families get together, they so often ask, do you remember when? I'm sure we all do that, don't we? Do you remember in some of those memories, we start recalling, it's like, I forgot that, that's right. And all of a sudden someone else says, well, I remember this. And someone else adds some details to it until you start getting a picture again. Do you remember when? A couple of weeks ago, I was back here in this back hall here, and I looked over those pictures that are back there, and I was flooded with memories. As I looked at each of those pictures and those events, you know, some of those pictures brought warmth. But you know, as I looked at those pictures, it also brought sadness. It also brought some painful, just looking at people and things, events that have happened in the last few years. Memories are powerful. Memories are powerful. We have a lot of memories. One of my first memories, and we're going to get to some scripture in a little bit, but I want to lay a foundation. One of my first memories that is so powerful to me is when I was 3 years old. And I was communing with God. To the adults, don't ever undermine the ability of the Holy Spirit to work with our young children. I was probably 3 years old, and I was out on the swings in the backyard. And I was swinging and just singing and praising and looking up at the sky and the clouds, and I remember distinctly just that, the warmth of the presence of God at 3 years old. I remember at 5 years old sitting I sat on the side benches with my parents. And I remember in a service 5 years old, the altar call was given, and I remember getting down on the floor and I was crying because God was talking to my heart. 5 years old, I was under conviction. And my mom leaned down and said, are you okay? And she was kind of asking what was wrong. She said, do you want to go? See, it still brings back vivid memories. She said, do you want to go in the back and pray? And I said, yes. And I went back and prayed for Jesus to come into my life. Do you know this morning, those things, I don't want to ever forget those things. Those are real. Those still today bring back fond memories to me. The presence of God. And as I start looking at 3 years old and how the Lord has worked in my life in His presence, I don't want to ever forget those times. Some of the times in the darkest nights in my life, when I get down before God and the presence of God would come down and He just put His arms around me and He'd let me know, I love you. And that's what I needed with the difficulties that all of us face in life. The memories of the presence of God. Memories of school. And as a young person, you young people, you are today, and we're going to get here a little more, but you are authoring memories. All of us. We are writing memories by how we're living today. And I look back when I was a young person, I remember some of my struggles. I remember some of my temptations. I remember some of the pulls that the world had and fighting that and that struggle going on. My desire to serve the Lord, but yet you feel the world pulling you this way. I remember those things. I remember courtship, and I remember the questions of what do I do with my life, and where do I go to school, and where do I work, and who do I marry, and what's my life going to turn out to? I remember those things. You know, those are some of those things are difficult. I remember failures that I've had in life. You like to remember your failures. You know, there's a place sometimes of putting those things behind. But it's also good to remember that we don't go back there. Remembering some of the victories that God gave. Do you know that God wants us to remember Him? God wants us to remember the things He has done. The Scripture is full of God instituting feasts. Do you know that Passover was a time of remembrance? God told the children of Israel, keep the Passover because I want you to remember what I did in your life. The Lord's Supper, do you know why we partake of the Lord's Supper? He wanted us to remember. I want you to remember that I loved you and that I died for you, and I want you to remember what I've done. We read about the patriarchs of old, and I'll just read one instance over in 1 Samuel in the 7th chapter. The patriarchs of old building altars of what? Of stone. As a permanent reminder of what God had done. We read over in 1 Samuel in the 7th chapter. 1 Samuel chapter 7 in the 12th verse. It said, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, here too hath the Lord helped us. You've heard of setting up an Ebenezer stone? This is a place that God met me. Do you remember some places in your life that God met you? Do you remember those Ebenezers that don't forget this morning? I want to encourage you, remember what God has done for you. Look in the past and remember the times God has met. I know all memories are not real pleasant. And I know there are people, you know, sometimes they keep diaries and journals. And I've known people to take their diaries and journals and just tear some of it out because they didn't want it in stone. Just get rid of this memory. Get rid of this. You know, we can never truly erase it from here. But let's remember this morning what God has done, the places that God has forgiven you. Do you remember? Do you remember when the Lord came and forgave you? Do you remember how good it felt? Do you remember how just when the Lord came in, maybe you felt the Lord, or maybe it was when you got saved, or maybe it was, and you just felt the Lord come in and remind you of His love and mercy? Do you remember? Do you remember when you didn't know what to do and you didn't know where to turn? Do you remember when the Lord came and gave you direction? Do you remember when you were at your wit's end and the Lord came and just took your hand and just let you know that I'm still here with you? Do you remember when? Do you remember where you were last year spiritually? About 5 years ago. Do you remember where you were? How did you get where you are today? All of us, how did we get to where we are today spiritually? What events have taken place in your life to bring us to where we are this morning? I don't want to forget what God has done for me. There's a passage over in Revelation chapter 2 that the congregation was instructed to remember. And they had some issues that the Spirit was dealing with. Then Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, speaking of the church at Ephesus, he said, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, recall the mind, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly." Remember from where you fell from. Remember when you were in love with God. We heard about rest this morning in Sunday school. I know some of you young people and children weren't in here. But do you remember when you actually, do you remember when you were at peace in your soul? Do you remember when you went to bed at night and in spite of difficulties, you knew that if the Lord came, you'd be ready to go to heaven? I had someone dealing with someone recently, spiritually. Prayed with them and they asked God to forgive them. Checked in on them to see how they were doing. They told me, they said, it's such a relief to know that if I died, if I got in a car accident, the Lord came back. It's such a relief to know that I'm ready to go now. They said, I was living in such fear. Someone that comes to church, goes to Monarch, sitting in the pews, you would have never known that they had those fears. They weren't ready to meet God. And to remember those fears, but to now know that if the Lord comes back for me, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to meet God. He said, remember from whence thou hast fallen. This morning, I don't know where everybody is spiritually, but are you closer to God this morning than where you were last year? If you're not, do you remember what it was like when you were close to God? You know, the devil tries to obscure our memories of how good it is to serve the Lord. I've seen the devil do that to so many people until it just seems like serving the Lord is so far, because he tries to take their memories of how good it felt to be at peace. Do you remember? Remember what the Lord has spoken to us. The Scripture teaches us in multiple places, remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget that there is a way this morning that is right. Don't forget this morning that there is a way that you can be at peace in your spirit. Don't forget. There was a man, that was relating a story. And he said, when he was a young man, he said, every time he'd leave the house, his mother would say, "Son, remember who you are." What do you think she meant by that? Said, don't forget that you're a Smith. Don't forget your first name. You think that's what she meant? She said, "Son, remember who you are." Have you been remembering who you are? What she was saying is, don't forget the values that have been taught to you. Don't forget the way of righteousness. Don't forget who you are when you go out in the world and you're faced with all of these pressures and influences. Don't give in to them. Remember who you are. Remember. I want to encourage all of you, you children, young people, adults, remember who you are. Remember what God has done for you. Remember what the Lord has done for us in giving His Son, that we could be saved. Remember what we've been blessed with. We have a wonderful, I look around here, all of us here this morning, I can always say this, all of us here in this sanctuary have been blessed with a wonderful heritage. Remember who you are this morning. Our memories are so often tied with people, aren't they? You ever start to think about events and then pretty soon it's the people that start to come in. That's what our memories are tied with. Memories of fellowship, love, warmth, and yes, memories of hurt, pain, and disappointment. But you know, and I want to add, and this is a whole nother subject to be considered, but I want to add this, that it is not this morning what happens to you that determines who you are. There are people that live their lives based on what used to be or what happened to me way back then. Our lives are, should not be determined by what happened back then. Our lives are determined by how we respond to the difficulties in our life, and that can actually start changing the memories that we have of painful events of the past. Where I want us to bring us down to this morning is, and I've written on the board, authoring memories. You know what it means to author something? To write? You're the one. You are authoring memories. By your choices, by your decisions, by your actions, and by your words, all of us here today are authoring memories. And tomorrow, how are you going to remember your life today? Do you know that you have the power in your hands to change the memories of tomorrow based on how you live today? If there have been problems in your life with God, you don't have to live based on how it used to be. You can begin to author today memories for tomorrow of closeness, obedience, a relationship with the Lord. If you have had problems with people, do you know you have the power to author new memories? There was another man, and Renee told me about him recently. She said that he felt like, and he grew up, and he was actually a pastor, and he felt like that whenever he was around his dad, he felt like he could never be good enough. He felt like he could never measure up. Because he would bring home his report card, and what did he get, Renee? Maybe a B? Okay, those A minuses will get you every time. My children, we joke about if there's an A minus, we joke about that. But understand, an A minus is 95 or below. Depending on your scoring, but he came and his father would genuinely get him in trouble because he had an A minus. Rather than saying, son, you did a good job. You know, you have all A's and that's great. He always felt like he never measured up. He was never good enough. And you know, I probably think every single child has felt like they, in some area, that I didn't quite measure up to mom and dad. I think we probably all have memories of that, don't we? In some area or another. And I want to remind us parents today, be careful with our children, because sometimes we're thinking, oh, that's good, but we're focused and want to improve this part. But if you're going to focus on that, don't forget to build them up and show the appreciation for the good that they've done. Lord, help us as parents. You parents today, and I'm talking to myself now, we are making memories for our children. Are we going to make good memories, or are we going to make memories that bring pain when they remember how we talked to them and how we treated them and how we dealt with them? You children, I want to tell you something. You have great power to hurt your parents or to be a blessing to your parents. You are authoring memories today. Regardless of the past, you have today that you are authoring memories based on how you live and how you act that your parents can look back on today with warmth and with love and appreciation. Isn't that what we want to do for each other this morning? You have the power to author memories in your homes. Husbands and wives, you're authoring memories. You're authoring memories. Lord, help us to make the choices today that will bring good memories for tomorrow. You know, you can have records expunged in the court system. You know what that means? It's expunged. It means it's as if, and I know there are some ins and outs to this, but just surface. It's as if it never happened. Now, you dig below sometimes, you can still find it. But what they say is if your record has been expunged, if you transgress the law, you were brought, you were convicted, they say if you behave yourself for a year, come back and we'll erase it out of the system. So you can, with honesty, say, I have never been convicted on an application. That's what it means when it's been expunged. Do you know the Lord likes to expunge things from His memory? Have you ever done something? I know we all have. That you would just wish it had never happened. Do you know this is what the Scripture means over in Hebrews 10, verse 16 and 17? He said, "This is the covenant that I will make with the house, with them in those days. I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." If we bring failure, sin, past transgression, if we bring those to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm sorry, and I turn away from this," you know the Lord will erase those out of the memory book. And do you know how fresh and renewed it is when people come and get their spiritual record expunged? There's such a weight that's gone. You know, children, have you ever done something wrong? You don't have to nod your heads. But you remember when, I'll just say, do you remember? You remember when you've done something wrong and you just felt, so, are mom and dad going to find out? Are mom and dad going to find out? And you just felt that real heaviness. And then maybe you got caught and there was actually relief. Or maybe you came and said, "I did it." But do you remember just that it was out in the open, what a release it brought? Do you know when we can bring our problems to the Lord and say, "Lord, this is where I'm at," there's such a weight that's lifted off of us because we brought it to the Lord. I do not believe that mankind was made to handle sin. Man was never made to handle it. That's why God gave us a spirit and we walked in holiness in the garden. But when sin came, it brought about, did something to the psyche of mankind that we were never intended to be able to deal with very well. And that's why Jesus came. He came to free us. He came to set us free from that. And when we ask forgiveness, He'll expunge it. But what about Paul? You remember the things that Paul did to the Christians? How could he have lived with himself, with what he did? Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth on those things which are before." Do you know that there is a place in the Lord that we might never be able to truly forget, but that we can begin to find healing for the hurt that we have caused other people, or that has been caused in your life? I want to bring up Corrie Ten Boom again. She was struggling with forgiveness. Some things just kept going in her mind. She said, "I would lay down at night and try to sleep," and she said, "I'd just lay awake and just mull this stuff over." Have you ever done that with memories? You know, I found even in the last couple weeks as I've been walking down memory lane, there's a few of those memories I had to start kind of kicking out of my mind again. I don't want to go there. It brought too much pain. This is the point. I can't go there. Corrie Ten Boom was struggling with this. And she said that she went and asked, it was a minister. She asked him, she told him her problem. And he said, "You see the bell in the belfry?" He said, when it's time for the service or whatever, they go and they take hold of that rope. And they pull that rope. Ding dong, ding dong. But they let go of the rope, and it's slower and slower. Ding, dong, until it stops. Forgiveness is that way. You've got to quit pulling the rope. You know, you keep holding on to that rope of those memories of pain, of hurt. You've got to let go of the rope. Because if you keep holding on, it's going to keep that bell going. There are things I believe in everybody's life, folks. Lord, help us to know when to just let go of the rope and move forward. And we're going to wind this down shortly. But one of the things that when I remember, I want us to know that the way that we are living today, we are writing memories for tomorrow. And I'd like to read to you out of Luke, and I know some of you heard me share this passage of Scripture in Shawnee. But over in Luke in the 16th chapter, in the 22nd verse, it said, "It came to pass," and this is the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and he was buried. And I want us to consider what happened to him. It said in hell, he lifted up his eyes being in torment, and he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, Son, remember. Remember that thou in thy lifetime received the good things. And he went on to talk. You know, I believe one of the greatest torments of hell is going to be what we're talking about this morning. Remember. Do you remember when I talked to your heart? Do you remember the peace that you one time had? Do you remember rejecting me? Do you remember the pain that you caused people in your life? And there's not going to be any escape. We are offering memories. But you know, I believe that heaven this morning is going to be the opposite of that. I believe that heaven is going to be remembering the victories that God gave. Remembering the things that God has done. And that's why we rejoice. Why are we going to give God praise in heaven? It's going to be because of what He did for us on earth. So then, by contrast, we're going to be full of good memories in heaven. So I want to challenge all of us this morning, as you go home today, remember you are offering memories. And do you want to look back in eternity at the memories that you're offering today? Husbands, wives, parents, children, family, you're offering memories for other people. What kind of memories are you giving to other people? We can talk about the memories I have. What memories are you giving to other people about your life? When people think about your life, do they feel the warmth? Or does it bring pain? Offer good memories this morning. Because we all are offering. What memories are you writing on your life today? And I just want to again remind us that the memories that you are writing today are going to be remembered by everybody that your life touches. And you're going to remember it as well in eternity. I'm thankful for memories this morning. For the good ones. And I have to acknowledge that I'm thankful for some of those that bring pain when they can be a help to me to move forward. But I'm thankful there's a place in the Lord that He can bring healing. He can expunge. And He can enable us to go forward. But never forget, when you look at the past, and this almost sounds cliched, and it is, but today is tomorrow's yesterday. You are offering your memories for tomorrow. So let's go and let's make some good memories. Let's write some good things for the Lord that we can look back on this with the good warmth, and in eternity we won't be disappointed. Amen.